The Haynesboro Assembly will consider capital projects and a response to the ferry crisis this week, and snow machiners raced the Alcan 200 this weekend. This is your KHNS Local News. I'm Claire Strimple. Those stories and more are up next. The Chilkat Snowburners hosted the 51st Alcan 200 Snow Machine Road Rally on Saturday. Riders from Haynes, Fairbanks, and Whitehorse raced their snow machines up the Haynes Highway from the Canadian border to Desdiash Lake and back. The race was postponed in January due to dangerously cold temperatures and poor road conditions. It was a tough race this year. Only 6 of the 17 competitors crossed the finish line. The rest encountered mechanical issues or ran off the road. One local racer, Woody Paul, broke his leg while riding on a stretch of bare pavement. He was medevaced from Haynes and is receiving medical care in Anchorage. Haynes resident Jack Smith Jr. won the race with a time of 1 hour and 28 minutes. He was followed by Tanner Kulich and Michael Ward. Environmentalists clashed with government lawyers on Friday over the U.S. Forest Service's largest offering of Tongass National Forest timber in decades. A federal judge temporarily blocked the first phase of a 15-year plan to log more than 23,000 acres of old-growth forest on Prince of Wales Island. Her injunction last fall paused the first timber sale while she considers a legal challenge brought by conservation groups. A Justice Department lawyer told the judge in Juneau's federal courthouse that the project should proceed. She argued the Forest Service's large sweeping environmental analysis that combines the potential activities that could happen over a given area was appropriate. Conservationists allege the Forest Service didn't provide crucial information, including detailed maps, of where logging would occur. Earth Justice Attorney Tom Waldo told reporters that it makes it impossible for people to know what could be clear-cut, and that could set a dangerous precedent.
It doesn't disclose the specific locations of any timber sales or any roads to be logged over the next 15 years on Prince of Wales Island, and that is completely inadequate.
At times, federal judge Sharon L. Gleason struggled to understand how the federal agency arrived at its analysis. Justice Department trial lawyer Erica Norman explained the Forest Service was trying to close the gap between timber initially offered for sale and how much is actually sold. She said that's a challenge for local sawmills and the region's timber economy. The Justice Department attorneys declined to talk to reporters, saying they weren't authorized to comment. The judge concluded the hearing by saying she'd rule on the case in the not-too-far future. The Haynesboro Assembly will meet Tuesday evening in Assembly Chambers. Borough Manager Deborah Schnabel sat down in the studio with KHNS to talk about capital budget priorities and the subject of borough-subsidized ferry service in the Upper Lynn Canal.
That subject came up, or it's on the agenda, primarily because so many people, just citizens in the community, have come forward, called up, emailed, or whatever, and said, what is the borough doing about this? As if the borough was supposed to be doing something about this. The borough assembly has never really addressed it as a topic, and I thought it would be important to at least have a discussion publicly so that people would be aware of what the limitations might be or what the strategy might be for getting involved in subsidizing transportation. Our mayor, Jan Hill, is on various committees and regionally engaged with other community mayors who are tackling the very same problems that we are tackling. And so I think that she will be able to lend a perspective on how we should address this as a community at the meeting.
It sounds like expectation setting and potential planning.
Expectation setting. I've never heard. Yes, this is expectation setting.
So in the vein of expectation setting and also in new business, are some of those capital projects that are on the agenda this?
Yes. Every year the legislature reaches out to communities and says, what is it that you need? If we have money available and we are inclined to fund projects, what is it that we could fund? So this is an annual exercise that every municipality goes through of identifying some of the capital projects that they can't, you know, bear on their own that would need an infusion of cash from the state. So we have been submitting projects. This is one of the ways we got the harbor project in the first place. We have water and sewer projects and road projects, and we are submitting them to the legislature. So this Tuesday, we will pass a resolution that essentially adopts those priorities or those projects as our priorities. The possibility that we're going to be funded is like nil, I mean, as far as I'm concerned. But it's always good to go through the exercise anyway to let other people know what we're needing and working on. And it reminds us that these are the things that we have to keep working on ourselves.
You don't sound hopeful about receiving state funding. Is the borough looking at alternative funding routes?
Absolutely. I mean, just asking for the legislature is just one basket. I mean, we are constantly, we have a grants writer who constantly is, you know, going through the field of programs that are available for applying for funds. And so whether it's private funds with Rasmussen Foundation or public funds through the federal government or the state government, or our own savings too. I mean, we do have a 1% sales tax for capital improvements. So we do collect money through sales tax to put into a fund that raises about $900,000 a year. Well, it has been last year, which was a good year. This year, we don't know. We're probably going to drop our expectations down because of the loss of the cruise line and also the fact that the construction project on the highway is very slow to begin. It's not even been advertised yet for bid. So there might even be a question there of, you know, when, if ever, will that project get started? Our sales tax revenue. Our sales tax revenue for September of 2019 was down significantly from the month before or the previous September. So we are feeling the loss of these things I've already mentioned, and the fact that also Constantine shut down a month early this year. All of that makes a big difference. People, if they're not here earning money, they don't spend money. And so our revenues are, you know, flow with the economy, with the wages that are available in the community.
That was Borough Manager Deborah Schnabel. The Haynesboro Assembly will meet Tuesday evening at 6:30 in Assembly Chambers. This is your KHNS Local News. I'm Claire Strimple. Thanks for joining us. Tonight's reports were brought to you from Henry Leisha in Haynes and Jacob Resnick in Juneau.